the facial recognition with iPhones, you can now like unlock your iPhone with your mask on.
First half of March, so it'd probably be the first week of March, so it's not very far away. There's an update coming, and they're going to be able to make it so that you've got a mask on, look at your phone, it will unlock. So it's going to take more about your eyes on there. So you'll have to redo your picture with a mask on as well, and you'd be able to unlock your phone with your mask on. I reckon it's a great idea. I really do.
Have you tried it?
No, because, well, I'll try it as soon as March comes around. So next
You can't do it yet, right.
Can't do it yet. 15.4 is coming. I've read all the reviews about people that have done it already, said it works brilliantly, which is, I think it's superb to be able to go along and do that. So we've had facial recognition back as far as 2017, but as soon as COVID came along, that was the end of facial recognition for so many people out there. Mm. So well done, Apple, for doing this.
Righto. Any other news on Apple products while we're at it?
There's, and that update as well. If you've got a Mac and you've got an iPad, you're going to be able to use a single keyboard and trackpad across it, and it will basically go along. So I've got a file on my Mac that I want to put on my iPad. You can drag it across the screen, and through the magic of wireless, it will appear on the iPad, and you can do exactly the same thing, put it all back and forth. No wires involved.
Okay. Wireless completely. Very good. Now, antivirus for iPhones. You wanted to talk about this.
I do. The iPhone is probably the most secure operating system available right now. So, you know, but we, as we all know, we've got to make sure that we do all the right things and not go to unsafe websites. But people always say to me, do I need an antivirus for my iPhone? In fact, you don't. But there are antivirus apps to begin with as well. But the truth is, if you want to install an antivirus on your phone, there aren't any apps available on the App Store. And you can then come back to me and say, but there are. I can see things like Trend and McAfee and Avast on the App Store. They're already there. Unfortunately, they don't have any antivirus capabilities at all. They'll offer you things like virtual private networks. Don't turn that on. And they'll say they check for security on websites and Wi-Fi for networks and password managers. They don't actually do anything that an antivirus does at all, because the Apple thinks the iPhone doesn't need it, and they're pretty right about that.
So you basically, with those downloadable products that you mentioned, so, as you say, unnecessary for iPhones, but so basically you download them, and so what do they actually do then if they're not doing what they're supposed to do?
Well, in some cases, they take a dollar amount of money out of your account every month. They don't do anything.
Right.
Because when it's installed on an iPhone, it sits in its little box and it can't actually see emails. It can't see anything else. So it's not doing anything.
Right.
It makes you feel a bit better because you've installed it.
Right.
That's all.
Okay.
So, you know, don't install it.
Okay, fair enough. Now, I've been getting a text scam recently, and I haven't opened one, right, at all. And it basically says your package hasn't been delivered.
Yeah. Do not press on these at all. It applies to Android people more than iPhone.
Yeah, I've got Android.
Yep. If you press on it, it will go along and install something on your Android phone. It will upload all of your contacts to the internet. It will take all of your passwords that you use on your phone, upload them as well. So you're going to have to wipe your phone. You're also going to have to change every password that you had on there on another device so that you can safely use your phone. Don't press on those at all.
All right, don't click that. Right. Now, what is Chrome OS Flex?
It's a cloud operating system. So people would know about Chromebooks out there that you can buy from retailers. So Chromebook is a laptop that runs the Google operating system. So it's all Google. It's got Gmail on there. It's got Google Docs, spreadsheets, and it's all based in the cloud. So Google bought a company called Cloud Ready, and what Cloud Ready offered was a thing called Chrome OS Flex. And what it is, you can install it on a little USB key, and you can go along and test it on your computer first. But it's designed for a lot of people to make sure that if you've got a 10-year-old PC or a 10-year-old Mac lying around, you can install it on that, and you've got a computer that it's working really, really well. It'll transform it into a fast, modern machine. So to me, it's a really good thing to keep things out of landfill and make some use out of old computers you might have lying around. Best thing about it, Darren, it's free.
Hmm. We like free.
We do.
We like free. We like it when it works and it's free. Very good.
Yep.
Right. Heaps of info on Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au. So just looking at the Australian one-day squad, which has been named for Pakistan. A few of the big guns are going to play in the IPL, like Hazelwood, Stark and Warner. So they won't be there. So I'll run through the team. Do you like it or not? Aaron Finch, Sean Abbott, Ashton Agar, Jason Berendorf, Alex Carey, Nathan Ellis, Cameron Green, Travis Head, Joss Inglis, Marnus Labuschagne, Mitchell Marsh.
Yes, there we go. Good old Mitch. Love you, Mitch.
Ben McDermott, Kane Richardson, Steve Smith, Marcus Stoinis, Adam Zampa. You got any problem with that?
Yeah, I do a bit.
Okay.
I don't think Steve Smith should be in there.
Right, so you're one of the growing number of people who think that he shouldn't be playing white ball cricket for Australia.
No, he shouldn't. And Glenn Maxwell's not there because he's getting married as well. They say it's an eye on the future as well. I just think they'd pick some blokes to take him to Pakistan.
Okay, all right.
And hopefully Finch will get in some form. And if he doesn't get in some form, here's a big statement, I reckon Glenn Maxwell will be the captain of Australia for the T20 Cup.
Look, I agree.
Yeah?
If he's not making runs, I think Maxie's the man to do it.
Exactly right. He's got a good track record of captaining the Melbourne Stars.
Yep.
So I think it'd be very interesting.
All right, mate. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.